This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The government will introduce the public examinations prevention of unfair means amendment bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. It will be introduced by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh. On Friday, Union Cabinet had approved a draft bill to set up fast-track courts to ensure stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and exam malpractices. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has appealed all members of parliament to participate in the discussion on the exam reform bill. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said, after listening to the voice of young generation and the historic decisions taken by Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the future of students, he appeals all MPs to participate in the discussion today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced the constitution of a high-powered task force on examination reforms, which will be led by renowned technology expert Nandan Nilekani. In a video message, he said that the task force will focus on examination reforms and, based on its report, steps will be taken as soon as possible to ensure the credibility of upcoming examinations. He said that the country's examination system must be trustworthy, transparent, and leverage technology to the maximum extent.
हम पार्लियामेंट के अंदर कठोर कानूनों के प्रावधान के साथ नया कानून बनाने की दिशा में भी आगे बढ़ रहे हैं लेकिन हमें भविष्य के लिए सोचना है हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति ट्रांसपेरेंट हो हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति में सबसे ज्यादा टेक्नोलॉजी का उपयोग हो इन सारी बातों को ध्यान में रखते हुए विश्व प्रसिद्ध टेक्नोलॉजी एक्सपर्ट श्रीमान नंदन निलेकनी जी के नेतृत्व में एक हाई पावर टास्क फोर्स बनाने का निर्णय किया है जो एग्जामिनेशन रिफॉर्म की तरफ फोकस करेगा और जल्द से जल्द आने वाली परीक्षाओं की विश्वसनीयता को सुनिश्चित करने का काम इसके रिपोर्ट के आधार पर कर दिया जाएगा।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged young people to strengthen their connection with India's border villages. Addressing the participants of the Viksit Vibrant Village program through video conferencing, Mr. Modi described developed villages as the foundation of a Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister lauded the growing role of youth in nation building through the Mera Yuva Bharat, My Bharat platform. Prime Minister said the youth of the country are not only the driving force behind a developed India, but also its greatest beneficiaries. Mr. Modi said, when the energy of youth is channeled towards addressing national challenges and finding solutions, the future of the country becomes brighter. He added that when young people connect with grassroots realities, they strengthen India's journey towards inclusive development.
Viksit Vibrant Village ki ye yatra, sabko jodne. और सबसे जुड़ने का ही एक सशक्त माध्यम है और अब आप सभी की जिम्मेदारी और भी अधिक बढ़ गई है आपकी ये यात्रा यूनिटी थ्रू पार्टिसिपेशन की यात्रा है भारत का युवा जितना ज्यादा भारत के सीमावर्ती गांवों को जानेगा उतना ही वो भारत को सरलता से जानेगा वो भारत के कोने कोने के साथ सरलता से जुड़ेगा और ये प्रयास नई मजबूती का कारण बनेंगे
The nation pays tribute to former president and renowned scientist Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his death anniversary today. He played a crucial role in India's space and missile development programs. Dr. Abdul Kalam is also known as the Missile Man of India. He died on this day in 2015. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today paid tributes to the former president Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his death anniversary. Head of the Iranian Parliament's National Security Commission, Ibrahim Azizi, has warned Ukraine that a reported attack on an Iranian commercial vessel in the Caspian Sea will not go unanswered. In a social media post, Azizi said any attack on Iran comes with a cost and suggested Ukraine would face a response. IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall with extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. East Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Konkan, Goa, Central Maharashtra, Uttarakhand are expected to witness heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places. And that is the end of this news bulletin.